thief. Who is the thief?
The devil.
Yep. The thief comes only, the only reason he comes around is in order to steal from you. First, he steals stuff from you. You know, he comes to steal, then he comes to kill and destroy what you have. All this stuff, we were singing about it, you know, like going in the streets. We were singing the opposite of what's happening now. But see, that isn't God causing all that. It's the devil. There's, if you could see in the spirit realm, it's dark, demonic spirits. Okay, so it says, the thief comes for, I always say, for no other reason but to steal from you, then to kill what you have. Not necessarily killing you, kill your finances, kill your family, or separate you, make everything be, you know, icky. Okay? He comes to destroy. But God said, and this, these words are written in blood. I always say they're written in red in the Word of God. And it says, but I came that they, that you may have and enjoy life.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bible would lie?
No.
And that you would have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. You know what? He wants us to have more than enough. And he came that we could have and enjoy life. You know what? And so many of us haven't enjoyed life. I mean, there's times when I haven't, but I'm enjoying it more and more.
Yeah.
In spite of everything that's going on. And that's another thing, just the stuff we said. Tonight, I'm not preaching, but we're having a video. And it's about fervency, about keeping up your fervency in the spirit while all this is going on, by Nancy Dufresne. Okay, but we're supposed to enjoy life and have abundance of life and enjoy it to the full. And he wants us to have more than enough, not just enough so you survive, but so you thrive. And you know what? How can you help other people if you don't have enough? If you can't pay your rent, we're always going to be thinking, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and this person over here needs help, you know? And you don't have any of the finances because to do it. Do you see what I mean? That's what he wants. He wants us to give. He wants us to be a distribution center to other people. Okay, he wants you to give your tithe. He wants you to pay all your bills with much, much left over. What do you mean you mentioned that tithe stuff, huh? You know what? It's in the Word. It's in the Word of God. Can't help it. It's like an insurance policy. The mafia comes, you know, pay up or else. No. But we're not, I mean, never mind. Okay. Yeah, we got Sonya going. Okay, so he's commanded the blessing in our storehouses. In our storehouses, our bank account, our savings account, stocks, if you own stocks, whatever is going on. Now, Luke 6:38, and we went over this quite a bit, but we started way back. Tonight, we're not going to. But you know what? Well,
yeah, I would.
Okay. Verse 31. I don't want to take up too much of time, though. Okay. Verse 31. And as you would like and desire that men would do to you, do the same thing to them. Because you'll reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. And if you merely love those who love you, what quality of credit and thanks is that to you? For even very sinners love their lovers, those who love them. But if you're kind and good and do favors to and benefit to those who are kind and good and do favors and benefit you, what quality of credit and thanks? For even the preeminently sinful do the same. In other words, give to somebody when they're mad at you. That's what to do. And if you lend money at interest to those from whom you hope to receive, What quality of credit and thanks is that to you? Well, they never pay you back, so I'm not going to give to them. No, give to them. Even notorious sinners lend money at interest to sinners so as to recover as much again. But love your enemies. This is Jesus speaking when he was on the earth. This is the word of God. And it says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. I mean, burn up all the Bibles. You can't. You know who the word is? John 1. Yeah, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is the Word. When you speak the Word, God is, his presence is here.
Exactly.
You know, that's something that you've got to get revelation knowledge of. Woo, he's right there. Okay, but love your enemies, be kind and good, doing favors so that someone derives benefit from it, and lend, expecting and hoping for nothing in return, but considering nothing is lost and the sparing of no one. And then your recompense, your reward will be great. It'll be rich and strong, intense and abundant. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind and charitable and good to the ungrateful and the selfish and the wicked. God is. So we should too. So be merciful, sympathetic, tender, responsive, and compassionate, even as your Father is in all these. Okay, judge not, neither pronouncing judgment nor subjecting to censure, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and pronounce guilty, and you will not be condemned and pronounced guilty. Acquit and forgive and release. Give up resentment. Let it drop, and you will be acquitted and forgiven and released. Amen. But do you know when you actually Keith Moore? I mean, I did a whole teaching, and I got some of my notes from Keith Moore. But he said, when you tell other people not to judge, you're judging them. I went, okay. So Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into a pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure, that's the way they did it in the Old Testament. And for the measure you deal out, the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. If you give a teaspoonful, that's what you get back. If you give a half a cup, that's what you give back. If you give a whole truckload, that's what you give back. And sometimes you just got to trust the Lord. Not sometimes, all the time. Yeah. Okay. So there's more in Luke 6:38 that you have ever seen before. You know, give and it shall be given unto you. This is the word of God, and the word of God is true. And it's a good measure, and it's pressed down. Now, what does a good measure mean? In the see, all of the Old Testament was translated from Hebrew into English, and the New Testament was translated from Greek into English. But the Greek meaning for a good measure is surpassing. Surpassing measure, you know what? Surpassing means you can't count it, you can't calculate it. Isn't that something? You can't even count it or calculate it. Surpassing, it's impossible. You can get to what is the, hey, who's smart in here? The terminology for the biggest numbers. I lost that. I know I'm a zillion. I'm into the zillions, but my John tells me, my John, you know, who's in Marietta. Oh, no, you call it. Nobody in here knows. Okay. Oh, well.
Praise God. I just know it's going to be a lot.
There's something more than that. Anyway. Okay. It's what we can't even see. It's such a good measure, surpassing. You can't count it. Can't even count it. You can't calculate it. That's what God wants to do. So when you give, it will be given. You know what? Receive it. Take it. This is the word of God. It's a surpassing measure, and it's pressed down, and it's running over.
Come on.
You know, I actually want, like she always illustrates stuff, that would really be good. But to get some kind of a basket here and fill it with stuff until it just, and really press it down, get all the air out of it, you know, about if it's paper or whatever, it's money, so that it starts to just flow over. You know, we were at a meeting with Kenneth Hagin once, and they asked for money, and it was actually for a media building. You know, so they do CDs, tapes, and all that stuff. And you know what? People started throwing money on the altar, and the ushers got rakes. And they were raking it up. And they were raking up coins. They were raking up checks. They were raking up money. And it came to, was it a million? You were there. We were. There were some people here that were there. It was $1 million, just short. I never saw anything like that in my life. They ran to, this was Kenneth Hagin. It was a Holy Ghost seminar in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We saw it, didn't we? Yep. And you know, they got all the money they needed to do that media building. But folks, it pays to give. You know, Ken and I have been doing this for 40 years, and I've seen the difference. And some of you, when you even just started, you could see that God will come on the scene. Amen? He will come on the scene. Okay, I'm going to stop right there so we can. Okay, now, I also feel that we should just say at least a little prayer for our country. They're talking about that we should really start praying for a Barr who is trying to expose the deep state and because they want to impeach him before he's been called to testify, and they want to impeach him. Here we go again. but anyway, we need to be praying for him too. So I'm going to read this one. Okay. We exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayer. Supplication is God. This is not the country that I want to be in if I have to be afraid to go on the streets. That's supplication. And you know, you say, God, I am beseeching you. I am beseeching you with prayer and with the word of God to do something in this day and in this hour. Okay, that's supplication. I mean, you could go on and on. But prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks, to be made for all men, for kings, and we could say presidents, and for all that are in authority, all the people in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, because we can't even live a quiet and a peaceable life unless we have, you know, we're able to be doing in freedom. For this praying, this way is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who is our Savior and not the government, and who will have all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we pray for all those that are in authority on the national, the state, the local levels. We lift up the president, the vice president, the Senate, the Congress, all the branches of government, government agencies, judges, governors, mayors, law enforcement officers. And well, that's talking about the highway patrol, the police, and the sheriff department. And all of the intelligence agencies, the FBI, and all of those. For all people in authority. Do you realize how much social service workers have authority in your family? We need to pray for them. We ask you to give wisdom to those in authority to govern in a way that fulfills your plan in the earth and blesses the people, and that we, the body of Christ, might live that quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We lift up your will for the next president, the vice president, and other leaders. We pray that men of your choosing would be known, raised up, strengthened for the task, and kept by your power to fulfill the plan of God. And Matthew 16, 18, we have to remember this. I will give you the keys of authority. Yeah. The keys of the kingdom of God, which are dominion and authority that he gave us in the earth.
Yeah.
God is not sovereign and he calls. I mean, God is sovereign.
Yeah.
He's sovereign according to this word of God. Because heaven and earth will pass away, but it cannot. Once he says something, it's established forever. And it's established. People have to understand that. And that's why there's an open door to the enemy, because we haven't looked in here and done what he said. So the door opens up to the enemy. Do you see that? But he turned around when he was ascended up into heaven. And he turned around and he says, now, I have all authority over heaven and earth. I give it to you. You go and preach the gospel. So that's when he gave us that authority. And we have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever we bind on earth with words is that which is already bound in heaven. In heaven, there's no pain, there's no strife, there's no killing, there's no disease, there's no stress. There's no anxiety. There's no fear. There's no depression and oppression. There is none. And you know what? It says that we have the authority to bind those things on the earth. This means all of heaven will back you up. So we say, Satan, we bind you and we command you to take your hands off of the United States of America, off the state of Nebraska, off of Fremont, Nebraska, and all the surrounding communities. Take your hands off of the social, the political, and economic arena, and we loose the power of God to accomplish the perfect will of God. And finally, brethren, we pray that the word of God would have freedom, free course, and be glorified, even as it is with us, that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men who have no faith. And we ask and believe for your word to have free course and be unhindered and glorified in the United States of America, in the state of Nebraska, and all the states, God, in this community, and all the surrounding communities, and that unreasonable and wicked leaders will be removed from office.
Yeah.
And that you replace them with godly men and women who will follow you in your appointed course for the United States of America. That you raise up righteous men and women to serve in those positions. And we pray that unrighteous laws be overturned and righteous laws be enacted and upheld. Now I'm just going to pray this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to restore righteous judges. All the way from the Supreme Court to our courthouse here in Fremont, Nebraska. Righteous judges, righteous lawyers, and counselors, as at the beginning of our nation, because there were, and see, every judge had to be a lawyer first, that we might be called a nation of righteousness. Now, this is all scripture. A faithful nation to our God. That's Isaiah 1:26. We pray that judges be chosen who know the instructions of our God, and that they will make decisions according to the laws of God and teach them to the people who do not know them. That's Ezra 7:25. We declare to all judges, from the highest courts in the land to the lowest, that they be careful as to what they do, for they judge not for man, but for the Lord. We pray that the reverence and the fear of the Lord be upon them in matters of judgment, that no iniquity, no injustice, no partiality, no bribes be allowed, and they will be exposed according to the Lord our God. And we ask you, Father God, to expose all the darkness to the light of your word in the name of Jesus. And all of that was in 2 Chronicles 19:6-7. So, Father God, we pray for all of our elected officials, people in places of authority. Thank you that the counsel of the heathen is brought to nothing, and that their thoughts, devices, and plans against your plan and righteousness for the United States will be of no effect. And we command the mouths of demonic spirits that are speaking through the media and through leaders in our country to be shut.
Yeah.
And their words to fall null and void in the name of Jesus. For every demonic spirit to cease and desist in every maneuver and activity against the plans of God for the United States of America. And Lord, I thank you for bringing change to the politics of the United States, changing the voices of influence to speak in agreement with your word. Thank you, Father, that all the earth will fear the Lord and stand in awe of him. And we thank you, Lord, that your counsel and your voice spoken out of the mouths of men and women who yield to you will stand forever. Yes. For blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we decree and declare that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is Lord over the United States of America, and that she is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I know that's not praying over the offering, but let's receive it.